Samba Jehoda for the dancers. This is a conga drum now. It's a 6/8 pattern. No, excuse me, not Samba Jehoda. Bob Enton. And the 6/8 pattern is, for you in the salsa world, it's the same 6/8 pattern that you hear when they go into 6/8 breaks in salsa. I mean, this is the African 6/8 or 12/8 pattern. Ted, you want to play it for us? Everybody. So, a quick explanation, because you can think about this a long time, but you really just got to learn to feel it. It happens that this is a half bar of on-beat sixes and a half beat bar of off-beat sixes. It's a seven-beat pattern, but it feels like it never resolves because the seventh beat comes right before the one. So it's da 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 da. That's the one. So da 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 da. That would be one cycle. It sounds unresolved, right? Da 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 da. But so if you play a cycle plus one note, it would sound like da 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 da. If you're counting it, it's 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 1, 2, 3. I gotta practice that. 1, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. But again, not so much and so important that you understand it as that you just feel it. And then whenever you hear songs go into 6/8 pattern, this is what happens. Now, surgeons are all going to go open. So that open note is on your one. All right, I'm going to count to four, and everybody play it together. 1, 2, 3, 4. On this 6/8 pattern, you see me stomping my feet when I play it. I don't hear this as 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and. I hear it as ba 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 ba, because I'm hearing the composite with that underlying four beat. Ba I cannot stay on this pattern unless I have got the four going someplace really strong in my body. If you learn it as a six first, sometimes you can play it, you can do that without the four going, but it's always important to have that four going. So one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4.